Welcome back to another episode of Laugh and Learn. Today we're diving into the world of granulomas. You might be wondering, what's a granuloma? Well, think of it as the immune system's way of forming a little book club around a persistent problem, like a stubborn infection or a foreign body. They gather, discuss, and sometimes they just won't leave.
Right on. It's like when your friends won't stop talking about that one movie they saw. You're just trying to enjoy your popcorn, but they keep bringing it up. Granulomas are the immune cell's version of a never-ending discussion.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. Imagine a bunch of immune cells huddled together debating whether to kick out the invader or just keep it around for good chat. It's like a medical version of Survivor. Who gets voted off the island?
Exactly. And here's a quirky fact to kick things off. Granulomas can form in response to a variety of triggers, from infections like tuberculosis to reactions against things like splinters. They're like the immune system's way of saying, we need to talk.
So let's grab our metaphorical popcorn and get ready to explore these immune book clubs. What's the first chapter in this story?
I'm all in. Let's see what these granulomas are really up to.
So let's dive into what's actually going wrong when granulomas form. Picture this. Immune cells, particularly macrophages, are like the bouncers at a club. They're supposed to keep the riffraff out, like bacteria or foreign particles. But sometimes they get a little too enthusiastic. Instead of just kicking out the troublemakers, they decide to form a little protective circle around them.
Right on. It's like they're saying, you're not getting in here, but we're not letting you go either. They gather and form these granulomas, which can be a bit like a stubborn party that just won't end.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. Imagine if those bouncers invited all their friends over for a chat instead of dealing with the issue. That's how you end up with a granuloma, an immune cell gathering that's more about socializing than solving the problem.
Exactly. And this gathering is often triggered by something persistent, like a chronic infection or a foreign substance. The immune system thinks this is a serious threat. We need to take action. But instead of just eliminating it, they create a fortress around it.
So it's like building a wall around a bad neighbor instead of just calling the cops. You're not really solving the problem, are you? You're just making it more complicated.
Fair point. And that wall can sometimes cause more issues than it solves. When granulomas form, they can disrupt normal tissue function, leading to all sorts of complications. It's like a party that started with good intentions, but ended up with a broken lamp and a lot of regrets.
So the lesson here is that while granulomas are part of the immune response, they can also be a sign that something's gone awry. Instead of protecting us, they can become a nuisance, trapping the very things our bodies are trying to fight off.
And that, my friends, is a highlight reel for your body. Let's keep this party going and see how the body reacts to these granulomas.
All right, let's talk about how the body reacts when granulomas form. When these little immune gatherings happen, it's like the body's alarm system going off. You got inflammation kicking in, which is basically the body's way of saying, hey, something's not right here. It's a bit like a fire drill. Everyone's rushing around, but sometimes it's just a false alarm.
Spot on. It's like when your favorite sports team scores a point and the crowd erupts. The body's immune response is all about rallying the troops, but sometimes that excitement can lead to chronic inflammation, which is like the fans never leaving the stadium after the game. They just keep cheering, and it gets a bit out of hand.
No kidding. And that chronic inflammation can cause real damage over time. It's like if those fans started throwing things on the field, eventually you've got a mess that needs cleaning up. The body's just trying to protect itself, but it can end up causing more issues in the long run.
Exactly. And this is where the immune system gets a little confused. Instead of just targeting the invader, it starts attacking healthy tissue too. It's like a bouncer who's had one too many drinks and starts tossing out the regular patrons along with the troublemakers.
And that can lead to all sorts of complications. You might end up with scarring or tissue damage, which isn't exactly what the body intended. It's a classic case of good intentions gone wrong.
Fair point. So the takeaway here is that while the body's response to granulomas is meant to be protective, it can sometimes backfire and create more problems. It's a fine line between defense and overreaction.
Right? Let's see how we can identify these issues and what clues the body gives us when things go awry. Onward to the next chapter. All right, let's get into the clinical clues and confusions surrounding granulomas. They can show up in various conditions, and knowing how to differentiate them is crucial. For instance, sarcoidosis and tuberculosis can both present with granulomas, but they're like two different flavors of ice cream, similar yet distinct.
Right on. It's like trying to figure out if you're dealing with chocolate chip or cookie dough. You've got to look closely at the symptoms. Sarcoidosis often comes with fatigue, swollen lymph nodes, and even skin lesions. Meanwhile, tuberculosis might throw in a persistent cough and night sweats.
No kidding. And here's where it gets tricky. Some folks might think they have one condition when it's actually the other. It's like mistaking a friendly dog for a wolf. Both can bark, but one's a lot more cuddly.
Exactly. And then there's the added layer of confusion with other granulomatous diseases like granulomatosis with polyangiitis. It's a mouthful, but it can lead to kidney issues and respiratory problems. You really need to keep your detective hat on.
Spot on. And speaking of detective work, a thorough patient history is key. You've got to ask about travel history, exposure to certain environments, or even previous infections. It's like piecing together a puzzle. Every detail counts.
Fair point. And let's not forget about the importance of imaging studies. Sometimes a chest X-ray can reveal those sneaky granulomas hiding out in the lungs. It's like finding Waldo in a crowd. Once you see it, everything clicks.
So the takeaway here is that while granulomas can be a sign of various conditions, understanding the clinical context is vital. It's all about connecting the dots and not getting lost in the mix. Now let's see how we can figure out what's really going on with these granulomas. On to the next segment. So how do we actually find out if granulomas are the culprits behind a patient's symptoms? It all starts with a thorough evaluation. We need to gather the right clues, patient history, symptoms, and sometimes even a little detective work.
Right on. It's like being a medical Sherlock Holmes. You've got to look for those subtle hints. Imaging studies, like chest X-rays or CT scans, can reveal those granulomas hiding in the shadows. It's like finding a hidden treasure map.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. And then there's the biopsy. That's when we take a closer look at the tissue. It's like sending in the SWAT team to get the real scoop on what's going on. You want to make sure you're not just chasing ghosts.
Exactly. Biopsies can help differentiate between granulomatous diseases. For instance, if we find non-caseating granulomas, we might be leaning towards sarcoidosis. But if they're caseating, well, tuberculosis might be lurking around. It's all about making those distinctions.
And let's not forget about lab tests. Sometimes we'll run blood tests to check for specific markers. It's like checking the scoreboard during a game. Every bit of information helps us understand the bigger picture.
Fair point. Plus, we can't ignore the importance of clinical correlation. Just because we see granulomas doesn't mean that's the only issue at play. It's like finding a player on the field who's not in the game plan could be a distraction or a key player.
So the takeaway is that identifying granulomas involves a combination of imaging, biopsies, and lab tests, all while keeping the clinical context in mind. It's a team effort to get to the bottom of these immune mysteries. Now let's dive into the weird and wonderful world of granulomas. All right, let's get weird. Granulomas can pop up in some truly unexpected places and conditions. For instance, did you know they can form in response to certain medications? It's like your body throwing a surprise party for an unwanted guest.
Right on. It's like when you invite a friend over and they bring along their weird cousin. Suddenly, the whole vibe changes. Granulomas can even show up in reactions to things like certain antibiotics or even some vaccines. Talk about an unexpected side effect.
No kidding. And let's not forget about the bizarre granulomatous diseases. There's one called Churg-Strauss syndrome, which sounds like a fancy cocktail, but is actually a serious condition involving asthma and blood vessel inflammation. It's like your immune system is throwing a wild party, but nobody's having fun.
Exactly. And then there's the case of foreign body granulomas. These can form around things like splinters or even sutures. It's as if your body is saying, hey, you're not supposed to be here, and then decides to build a little fortress around it.
And that fortress can sometimes lead to more trouble. It's like trying to keep a raccoon out of your trash by building a wall. Eventually, it just gets messy.
Fair point. And let's not skip over the fact that granulomas can even occur in some rare infections, like certain fungal infections. It's like your immune system is playing a game of hide and seek with these invaders, but they're really good at hiding.
So the takeaway here is that granulomas can be quite the chameleons, showing up in unexpected situations and conditions. They remind us that the immune system is always on alert, even when it's a bit overzealous. Now let's wrap up with our favorite takeaways from today's wild ride through the world of granulomas. So as we wrap up today's episode, let's share our favorite takeaways. I have to say, I loved our discussion about how granulomas can form around foreign bodies. It's a fascinating reminder of how our immune system can sometimes overreact, creating a little fortress instead of just kicking the intruder out. It's like a dramatic play where the immune cells take center stage.
Spot on. For me, the highlight was definitely the idea of granulomas being like a medical party gone wrong. I mean, who knew that a bunch of immune cells could throw a bash that leads to chronic inflammation? It's a wild analogy, but it really drives home how our bodies can sometimes misinterpret the situation.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. I love the weird facts we uncovered. The idea that granulomas can form in response to medications or even rare infections is just mind-blowing. It's like our bodies are constantly on high alert, ready to throw a surprise party for anything that seems suspicious.
So true. It's a great reminder that while our immune systems are designed to protect us, they can also get a bit carried away. It's all about balance, right?
And that's what makes pathology so interesting. There's always something new to learn, and each case can be a little mystery waiting to be solved.
Fair point. I think we've all learned that granulomas are more than just a medical term. They're a peek into the complex world of our immune responses. Can't wait to see what we tackle next.
So, as we wrap up this episode, let's recap what we've learned about granulomas. We started with the basics, what they are and how they form. It's fascinating to see how our immune system can sometimes overreact, creating these little structures that can be both protective and problematic.
Right on. We explored the mechanisms behind their formation and how they can lead to chronic inflammation. It's like a sports team that just won't leave the field after the game. Sometimes they're just trying to defend the turf, but they end up causing more chaos.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. We also dove into the clinical clues that can help differentiate new granulomatous diseases. It's important to remember that while they can look similar, each condition has its own unique playbook.
Exactly. And we discussed the various diagnostic methods, from imaging to biopsies, that help us figure out what's really going on. It's all about piecing together the puzzle to understand the bigger picture.
And let's not forget the weird and wonderful facts we uncovered. Who knew granulomas could form in response to medications or rare infections? It's a wild world out there.
Fair point. So, if you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and join us next time for more laughs and learning. We've got plenty more medical mysteries to unravel.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Remember, your brain's not broken, it's just being creative. Until next time.